Revelation chapter 16. I heard a loud voice calling from the sanctuary to the seven angels, "Go and empty on the earth the seven cups of the wrath of God." The first angel went to empty his cup on the earth, and malignant and painful sores appeared on the people who bore the mark of the beast and had bowed before its image. The second angel emptied his cup into the sea, which turned into blood like that of the dead, and every living thing in the sea died. The third angel emptied his cup into the rivers and the springs that turned into blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, "You who are and who were, O Holy One, you are just in punishing them in this way, since they have shed the blood of your holy ones and the prophets. You have made them drink blood. They rightly deserved it." I heard another cry from the altar, "Yes, Lord and God, Master of the universe, your judgments are true and just." The fourth angel poured out his cup on the sun, and its heat began to scorch people. They were severely burned and began to insult God, who has power over those plagues, instead of acknowledging him. The fifth angel emptied his cup on the throne of the beast, and suddenly his kingdom was in darkness, and the people bit their tongues in agony. They insulted the Most High God for their pain and wounds, but they did not repent. The sixth angel poured out his cup on the great river Euphrates. Then its water was dried up, leaving a free passageway for the kings of the east. I saw coming from the mouths of the monster, the beast, and the false prophet three unclean spirits, which looked like frogs. They are, in fact, spirits of demons that perform marvelous things and go to the kings of the whole world to gather them for battle on the great day of God, the Master of the universe. Beware, I come like a thief. Happy is the one who stays awake and does not take off his clothes, so he will not have to go naked and his whole body be exposed for all to see. Then they assembled them at the place called Armageddon in Hebrew, or the hills of Megiddo. The seventh angel emptied his cup into the air. Then a voice came forth from the throne and was heard outside the sanctuary, saying, "It is done." And there were flashes of lightning, peals of thunder, and a violent earthquake. No, never has there been an earthquake so violent since people existed on the earth. The great city was split into three, while the cities of the nations collapsed. For the time had come for Babylon the Great to be remembered before God, and to be given the cup of the foaming wine of his anger. Then the continents withdrew, and the mountain ranges hid. Great hailstones from heaven, as heavy as stones, dropped on the people, and the people insulted God because of this disastrous hailstorm, for it was truly a terrible plague.